In a world that promised to go paperless decades ago, we're drowning in more paper than ever. The average American household processes enough paper annually to stack as high as a two-story house, while office workers handle about 10,000 sheets yearly. Despite digital alternatives, paper remains an unavoidable part of modern life, from bills and medical records to children's artwork and tax documents. This overwhelming accumulation creates what Lisa Woodruff calls a paper tsunami, a wave of documents threatening to engulf our homes, minds, and lives. When Oprah Winfrey featured Woodruff's paper solution method on her network, thousands of viewers discovered what many organization experts had already recognized. Paper clutter represents one of our most anxiety-producing organizational challenges precisely because traditional filing systems no longer work for today's volume and variety of documents. The paper solution has since become a best-selling system embraced by busy professionals, parents, and caregivers seeking to transform their relationship with paper from burden to resource. What makes this approach revolutionary isn't just its effectiveness, but its psychological insight, understanding that our paper often represents our dreams, responsibilities, and even our identities. By creating systems that honor both the practical and emotional aspects of our documents, we can reclaim not just physical space, but mental freedom as well. Paper clutter extracts a surprisingly steep toll on our lives, far beyond the obvious inconvenience of searching for misplaced documents. The financial impact alone is staggering. Americans lose billions annually to late fees simply because they can't find bills on time. One study found that 23% of people pay bills late, not because they lack funds, but because the bills get lost in paper piles. We waste money on unused gift cards, duplicate purchases, and even external storage units, averaging $90 monthly, to house our overflow. But the costs extend far beyond financial. The average American wastes 55 minutes daily looking for misplaced items. That's nearly 2 weeks of life annually. The physical cost manifests in unusable spaces in our homes as papers consume surfaces meant for living. The mental and emotional toll may be most significant. The constant low-grade anxiety of knowing important documents might be missing. The negative self-talk that accompanies disorganization. I'm so scattered, I can't find anything. And the guilt from thousands of deferred decisions represented by each paper pile. The social impact cuts deeper than we realize. Paper clutter prevents us from hosting guests, leading to isolation. It causes missed events when invitations disappear, straining relationships. Our children suffer when we misplace school forms, causing them to miss activities. One client tearfully described how her son missed a birthday party because she misplaced the invitation, a small moment with lasting emotional consequences. Perhaps most significant is the opportunity cost. When our lives are packed with clutter, we miss registrations, discounts, and events. Without margins, space on calendars, in homes, time and days, we can't welcome new opportunities. Our paper often represents dreams rather than productive pursuits. Recipes to make someday, photos for albums we never create, magazines to read when we have time. We collect papers based on good intentions, but without action, we're just adding to chaos. Our approaches to organizing paper haven't evolved with our changing world. Each generation brings distinct paper habits and challenges. The greatest generation meticulously filed everything in cabinets, creating elaborate systems of folders and labels. Baby boomers added computer printouts to already overflowing systems while trying to bridge analog and digital worlds. Gen X printed vast quantities of emails and web pages, creating hybrid paper-digital chaos, and even digital native millennials still face paper deluge without proper systems to manage the persistent flow of physical documents. Victoria, a millennial client, confessed her shame about having paper when her generation wasn't supposed to. Her story reflects a common misconception about our paperless society. The reality is that Americans of all ages are legally required to keep vital documents like birth certificates, marriage licenses, property deeds, and tax records. Many want to preserve meaningful memorabilia like yearbooks, handwritten letters, family cards, and children's artwork. And despite digital advances, paper continues streaming into our homes daily, from medical bills and insurance statements to children's school forms, community newsletters, and organizational correspondence. Populent organizing approaches often miss the mark with paper management for several key reasons. Minimalism, while effective for clothing, kitchenware, and household items, proves unrealistic for necessary documentation and legal requirements. The one-in, one-out rule that works so well for physical objects falls apart when dealing with tax documents that must be kept for 7 years or permanent records that can't be discarded. Marie Kondo's KonMari method, while revolutionary for many categories, falls short with paper for three critical reasons. First, it promotes perfectionism as achievable, suggesting that one can reach a state of paper nirvana where everything is perfectly sorted and maintained, an unrealistic goal given the constant influx of new documents. Second, it suggests nearly all paper should be discarded, recommending keeping only 3 files total, which fails to account for complex modern lives, involving multiple accounts, policies, and legal obligations. Third, it provides insufficient guidance for managing photos and memorabilia, which often carry emotional significance beyond their physical presence. Most Americans can't realistically contain their paper lives in just 3 files. A typical household needs separate files for taxes, medical records, home maintenance, insurance policies, warranties, educational records, and financial documents. And that's before addressing personal items like photographs and correspondence. Unlike clothing or decorative objects, paper rarely sparks joy, but often contains necessary information vital for legal, financial, or practical purposes. The key to successful paper organization isn't asking whether items spark joy, but whether they serve a necessary purpose or might be needed in the future, a crucial distinction that fundamentally changes how we approach document management and storage solutions. The Paper Solution Program consists of 4 essential steps designed to transform your relationship with paper, creating a sustainable system that works with your lifestyle rather than against it. 1. The Big Purge. This initial decluttering phase involves evaluating every paper in your home, asking the simple question, "Should I keep this?" Most people can eliminate 20 to 50% of their papers in one attempt, with the ultimate goal of removing 85% of unnecessary documents. This process requires dedicated space with sorting boxes labeled to be sorted, saved papers, shred, recycle, and trash. Begin by gathering papers from every room, drawer, and surface. Common items to purge include outdated warranties, old utility bills, expired coupons, and duplicate documents. Set aside 2 to 3 hours for smaller homes and up to 8 hours for larger spaces. Create a staging area with good lighting and comfortable seating, as this process requires focused attention and decision-making. 2. The Sunday Basket Solution. This revolutionary system provides a central location for all actionable papers, bills, forms, invitations, and to-dos that need attention but don't require permanent filing. Rather than trying to handle each paper immediately, which is unrealistic, the Sunday basket collects everything for weekly processing, preventing papers from scattering throughout the house and ensuring nothing gets missed. The basket should be placed in a high-traffic area where family members can easily deposit items. During weekly processing, sort items into 5 categories: immediate action, upcoming events, pending items, reference materials, and items to file. Set a regular time each week, traditionally Sunday, but any consistent day works, to process the basket's contents. This ritual typically takes 30 to 60 minutes and dramatically reduces daily paper-related stress. 3. Make your binders. Instead of filing cabinets that become paper graveyards, this system uses portable, accessible binders for reference papers organized by category: household reference, financial organizing, medical organizing, household operations, school memory, and IEP for special education documentation. Each binder should contain dividers, clear sheet protectors, and a table of contents. The household reference binder includes warranties, manuals, and home maintenance records. Financial binders store tax documents, investment statements, and insurance policies. Medical binders contain health histories, test results, and prescription information. Consider color-coding binders for quick identification and using sheet protectors to prevent hole-punching important documents. 4. Maintenance. The final step involves creating systems to archive necessary long-term documents and maintain your organization through regular reviews tied to seasonal changes. Schedule quarterly reviews to coincide with the changing seasons, using these natural transitions as reminders to update your files. Create a rolling purge system where documents are automatically evaluated for removal after specific time periods. Implement a digital backup system for important papers using scanning apps or services. Establish clear protocols for incoming mail processing and teach family members the system to ensure consistent maintenance. This approach recognizes that organization is a learnable skill, not an innate trait. It celebrates progress over perfection and focuses on creating systems that adapt to your life stage and circumstances. Success comes from consistent application rather than sporadic bursts of organization. The program acknowledges different learning styles and processing speeds, allowing for customization while maintaining core principles. Each step toward organization converts stress into time for what you're uniquely created to do, ultimately leading to greater productivity and peace of mind. The Sunday Basket stands as the foundational pillar of the paper solution system, a methodically designed container and weekly routine that revolutionizes how you manage incoming papers. Throughout the week, every piece of paper that enters your home, whether it's daily mail, school permission slips, grocery receipts, business cards, appointment reminders, or random notes, gets immediately deposited into this designated basket. Then, every Sunday, or any consistent day that fits your schedule, you dedicate approximately 90 minutes to methodically processing everything, sorting mail, paying bills, completing forms, and organizing remaining items into color-coded slash pockets for future action. These specialized transparent folders, known as slash pockets, serve as visual organizers that keep papers both visible and protected, systematically arranged by category. Red slash pockets contain this week's immediate action items and time-sensitive tasks. Orange holds calendar items and computer-related tasks that need digital input. Yellow designates errands and items requiring you to leave the house. Green encompasses all financial documents and money-related papers. And blue contains pending items awaiting responses or decisions from others. The system typically requires 4 to 6 weeks of consistent practice to become second nature, but once established, provides an invaluable framework for managing household documentation. The brilliance of this approach centers on one fundamental question asked about each piece of paper. Does this require attention before next Sunday? If the answer is yes, you either complete it during your processing session or deliberately schedule a specific time during the week to address it. If not, it returns to the basket for next week's review. This strategic, planned neglect methodology enables you to prioritize genuinely time-sensitive matters while maintaining awareness of all other tasks without feeling overwhelmed. As you become more proficient with the system, you'll naturally evolve beyond the basic five-color structure by incorporating additional slash pockets representing specific projects or life areas. For instance, pink folders might contain personal development materials and health records, purple could house home improvement projects and maintenance schedules, additional blue folders might separate different family members' paperwork, and multiple green folders could distinguish between various financial categories, such as tax documents, investment statements, and household expenses. Many users create dedicated folders for specific projects like home renovations, vacation planning, or holiday preparations. The Sunday Basket effectively eliminates scattered paper piles throughout your home, allowing you to tackle projects systematically, one slash pocket at a time. After approximately 6 weeks of consistent implementation, the previous chaos noticeably diminishes, creating mental and physical space to focus on longer-term projects, personal passions, and future aspirations. Perhaps most significantly, it liberates your mind from the constant cognitive burden of tracking loose papers and remembering undone tasks, replacing anxiety with a sense of control and organization. The system also builds in natural review periods, ensuring that nothing important slips through the cracks while maintaining flexibility for life's changing priorities. Paper management and time management are intimately connected. Both require systems that reflect reality rather than wishful thinking. Many people struggle with overcommitment because they don't accurately account for all the time demands in their lives, from driving children to activities to handling routine household tasks. Claire, an overwhelmed single mom, was homeschooling her children while managing their activities and her own work. Despite implementing the Sunday basket correctly, she still struggled until they identified that she was losing 25 hours weekly to driving time that wasn't accounted for in her schedule. Once this was added to her calendar, Claire could make realistic decisions about her commitments, ultimately pausing homeschooling for a year and arranging carpools. Effective time management begins with choosing a calendar system, digital, paper, or hybrid, that works for your lifestyle. Digital calendars offer advantages, including accessibility from phones, shareability with family members, and flexible planning capabilities. Paper calendars provide benefits like never needing charging, better memory retention through writing, and full customization options. Most people now use hybrid systems, combining an online master calendar with daily or weekly written plans to capture the benefits of both approaches. The key is creating a system simple enough that you'll use it consistently. Color coding your calendar creates visual organization, assigning different colors to each child, work categories, spouse, and yourself gives an instant visual of whether a week is dominated by work or family activities. This approach helps identify imbalances before they create problems. Planning increases productivity dramatically. Each minute spent planning saves you 3 to 5 minutes during the week. The most effective approach starts with reviewing existing calendar commitments, then adding must-do activities. As you process your Sunday basket, consider key family questions. Is anyone traveling? When are adults working? What do kids need? Who's driving? What's our dinner plan? This planning approach helps maintain realistic expectations. Most people can only complete 1 to 3 significant tasks per day beyond normal routines. Allow margin in your planning for unexpected disruptions like weather events, illnesses, or emergencies. The true value isn't in finding the perfect calendar system, but in the consistent act of planning itself. Traditional filing cabinets often become paper graveyards, places where documents go to be forgotten. The Binder solution replaces these unwieldy storage units with portable, accessible reference systems organized by category. Unlike filing cabinets that can hold up to 18,000 sheets of paper, binders contain only the most essential information, making it easy to find what you need when you need it. The system includes 6 essential household binders. 1. Household Reference Binder. Contains information about your home's physical structure and contents, paint colors, appliance manuals, home improvement records, and warranty information. This binder adds significant value when selling your home, as it provides new owners with a complete history of the property. 2. Financial Organizing Binder. Consolidates critical financial information, account numbers, insurance policies, vehicle information, retirement details, and estate planning documents. This binder proves invaluable during emergencies or when someone else needs to manage household finances. 3. Medical Organizing Binder. Streamlines medical paperwork for each family member, tracking health history, current conditions, medications, and provider information. Unlike other paperwork, where most can be discarded, medical records should be largely preserved because healthcare providers often use incompatible systems. 4. Household Operations Binder. Functions as a teacher's guide for your household, not about the physical structure, but about orchestrating events and activities. It includes meal planning, emergency contacts, holiday traditions, and other information someone would need if you weren't available. 5. School Memory Binder. Preserves children's most meaningful school papers, artwork, and achievements in an accessible format. Organized by school year, these binders help both parents and children see growth over time. 6. IEP Binder. For families with children receiving special education services, this binder organizes all documentation needed for effective advocacy in school settings. The beauty of this system lies in its portability and accessibility. During emergencies like hurricanes or wildfires, these binders allow quick evacuation with essential documents. One woman evacuating from Hurricane Florence shared how her binders allowed her to pay bills remotely, access her daughter's medical information, and maintain normalcy during crisis, providing invaluable peace of mind. While physical organization forms the foundation of the paper solution system, digital tools can significantly enhance its effectiveness and provide additional security. However, digitizing should come after thorough decluttering. Scanning everything without purging first will merely transfer physical chaos into digital disorder. The key is to be selective and strategic about what deserves digital backup. When creating digital backups, establishing a consistent file naming convention is crucial for long-term success. File names should contain enough information to easily sort and retrieve documents later, including elements like names, dates, using format YYY-MM-D, project names, and version numbers. For example, 2023-09-15-Smith-TaxReturn.pdf is more useful than simply Taxes2023.pdf. For scanning, options range from smartphone photos, adequate for emergency backups, to dedicated scanners like the Fujitsu ScanSnap or Epson Workforce for those committed to comprehensive digital archives. Many modern smartphones also offer document scanning features through their native camera apps or specialized scanning apps like Adobe Scan or Microsoft Office Lens. Digital storage options have evolved significantly, offering multiple layers of security. Cloud services like Google Drive, Dropbox, and OneDrive provide automatic synchronization and version history, while local backups to USB drives or external hard drives stored off-site offer additional protection. Consider implementing a 3-2-1 backup strategy: 3 copies of important files stored on 2 different types of media, with 1 copy kept off-site. Regardless of the chosen method, backing up digital files is essential since all hard drives eventually fail. Even an imperfect backup is better than none at all. Maintaining paper organization systems requires regular attention, similar to other household routines. The Sunday basket needs weekly processing, with a dedicated 30 to 60 minute block for sorting and acting on items. Slash pocket categories need quarterly evaluation to ensure they remain relevant and aren't becoming catch-all spaces. Reference binders need seasonal updates to stay current. A maintenance schedule tied to natural seasonal events works particularly well. Household reference binder on rainy spring days for garden planning and home maintenance schedules. Financial organizing binder in January when year-end statements arrive and tax preparation begins, medical organizing binder before back-to-school season when immunization records and health forms are needed, and household operations binder in early fall before holiday planning and winter preparations. Life's unexpected events, illness, family demands, career changes, or relocations can disrupt even the best organizational systems. When facing such challenges, start with just maintaining the Sunday basket to manage active paper flow and prevent new accumulation. Your health and well-being should always be the priority. Organize in small 5-minute increments if that's all you can manage. Focus on maintaining rather than improving during difficult periods. Having robust systems already in place helps you recover more quickly once the immediate crisis passes, as you'll have a familiar framework to return to rather than starting from scratch. The paper solution isn't just about organizing documents. It's about fundamentally transforming your relationship with paper from burden to resource. This shift happens when you recognize that paper itself isn't the problem. It's our approach to managing it that creates chaos or calm. Much like developing a healthy relationship with food or exercise, the goal is to make paper work for you rather than against you. The transformation begins with understanding that paper serves multiple purposes in our lives, as information storage, action prompts, and memory aids. Each type requires a different handling approach. Bills need immediate attention, warranties might sit dormant for years, and sentimental items carry emotional weight that transcends their practical value. By acknowledging these distinct roles, you can develop targeted strategies for each category. As you implement these systems, you'll likely notice progress in some areas creates new awareness of disorganization elsewhere. This simply means you've raised your standards. For instance, organizing your financial documents might highlight the disorder in your medical records, or streamlining your work papers might draw attention to household paperwork chaos. This ripple effect is natural and positive, indicating growing organizational awareness. Remember that there's no universally right level of organization. What matters is what makes you happy and supports your current life stage. Organization is a learnable skill that won't happen overnight, but improves with persistence. Think of it like learning a musical instrument. You start with basic scales before attempting complex pieces. The key is focusing on progress rather than perfection, giving yourself grace throughout the process. Each step toward organization, whether completing your first Sunday basket session or creating your initial reference binder, converts stress into time for what truly matters in your life. By developing personalized systems that adapt to your circumstances, you can transform paper from overwhelming tsunami to valuable resource. These systems might include color-coded files, digital backup protocols, or weekly processing routines. You'll be able to quickly locate documents when needed, which will speed up transactions, support your arguments, improve your memory, and boost your confidence. Consider how much faster tax preparation becomes when receipts are properly filed, or how much smoother insurance claims proceed with organized documentation. Most importantly, you'll reclaim the mental space currently occupied by paper anxiety, creating margin for the people and pursuits that bring meaning to your life. This mental freedom extends beyond paper management. When you know where everything is and have systems in place, you can focus on higher priority activities without the constant background worry about misplaced documents or missed deadlines.